It's time again for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of 2015. Roxy Mayor spoke to Nora Zambrino about growing up at the Ute Reservation at Fort Duchesne and her message to the younger generation to keep their traditions alive.
That's one of the things that I say is that we live here, but people on the outside don't know that the Native people exist in each state. There's Native people that live, we're like buried, but we're still here. And it's been a long, long road, and we've gone through a lot. And we're still going through a lot, and we're still, I think it was worse in the past than it is now, because in the past it was gruesome.
Yeah.
And they don't talk about that in the history books or anything. We try to move forward, but we're always hitting a brick wall. We still have prejudice. We still have the harassments. We live through it, but the past we can't forget about. It's built in our mind. But for me, I think I was lucky because when I left the reservation for a while, I was very bitter, I didn't like Caucasians at all. But when I lived out there among many different nationalities and really got to know that all the people are not the same and all Caucasians are not the same, because at the time that's all we had here was Caucasians and Natives. So living there and knowing different people and growing up and my mind growing, I came back and I see everything in a different light.
What I want to ask you, what advice would you give young people today? What do you think they're missing that you really want to impress on them?
I think they're missing the family circle. They need to be united in their families. They need to be tighter, and they need to have more respect, and they need to respect their elders. Anybody older than them, I think they need to respect them. But I think only if they're getting respect back, somehow reunite their family or their brothers or their sisters, get them together, be together with them, and show them that they're not alone, that they can all make it together. Which I think they should try to come back to traditional music and listen to the drum. They need to listen to that a lot. I think that would help them. I think that would help them to find their way.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.